Welcome to the Unapologetically Me podcast. It's me again, Daron. You can call me Chill Poet if you prefer. And I like to read one of my poems to you guys for Valentine's Day. Before I begin, I always like to explain what the poem is about. It wasn't too difficult for me to write. Just take me about a good 25 minutes or so to write. The reason why I think it was quite easy to write because you can think of it as a response to Sade's song, Your Love is King. And my response to that in the poem slash song would be, your love is queen. So I've been thinking about writing this one for a while now to it, and so I finally got around to it. So the title is, you know, your love is queen, and I'll go ahead and read it now. Your love is queen, enthrone you in my arms. Your love is queen, always bringing warmth. Your kisses sing over and over in my mind. Seeing the best part of me, it's making my spirit dance. Stitching my whole heart in me, I'm reaching out for more. Your love is queen, enthrone you in my arms. Your love is queen, you're the stewardess of my heart. Your kisses sing over and over in my mind. Seeing the best part of me, it's making my spirit dance. I'm reaching out for more. Your love is queen. I'm blushing now. I'm blushing. You're making me smile. Inside. Your love is queen. Enthrone you in my arms. Your love is queen. Always bringing warmth. Your kisses sing over and over in my mind. Seeing the best part of me, it's making my spirit dance. Stitching my whole heart in me, I'm reaching out for more. Seeing the best part of me, it's making my spirit dance. I'm reaching out for more. Your love is queen. This is no dark game. This is no sorrowful wish. This is no dark game. Your love is true. Your love is queen. Definitely enthrone you in my arms. Your love is queen. Always bringing warmth. Your love is queen. Oh, hug me. Your love is queen. Your love is queen, blushing. You're making me smile inside. So, you can feel that the way that I'm reading it, the tempo may feel off because this should be more like a definite, immediate response to Sade. After she says your love is king, I will be saying your love is queen. And if you read this poem or slash song with the instrumental of her song, you'll see, or you'll find yourself, that it kind of goes quite well. I'm not a singer, so I couldn't actually, you know, perform it for you. But yeah, try it out. I tried it out, you know. I don't think I'll be singing on this podcast ever really, but yeah, you can try it out and try singing it out and see how well it goes. So yeah, I'll be posting that on my Instagram page. You can follow me. You can read it out to your lover. So yeah. So the second part of this podcast, gonna get into love languages. What I'll be doing is taking a little quiz to find out what my love language is. I'm gonna guess that it's gonna be quality time, because I think the other four love languages can fall into that, into quality time. So yeah. So the website that I'm on, it's called 5lovelanguages.com, and you can go there to, you know, see what your love language is by taking this little quiz. So again, it's the number 5lovelanguages.com. The first question is, it's more meaningful to me when someone I love sends me a loving note, text, email for no special reason, or I hug someone I love. I'm not sure how many questions there are, but I'm gonna try to get through them. So this one, I'll say it's more meaningful for to me if I'm able to hug someone that I love. So I'm gonna click on that. It's more meaningful to me when I can spend a long time with someone I love, just us, or someone I love does something practical to help me out. It doesn't have to be practical, so yeah, I think I'm gonna go with the first one. I can spend a long time with someone I love, just us. So I guess it's always gonna be, it's more meaningful to me when. So I don't know if it's gonna change or not, but the responses are different. So the third one, someone I love gives me a little gift as a token of our love, of concern for each other. I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with those I love. Yeah, spend time. Uninterrupted leisure. What, take that as you will. Let's see. Same thing again. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love does something unexpected for me to help me with a project. I can share an innocent touch with someone I love. Project. I'm like, that's cool. I'm gonna just go with innocent touch. Okay. Alrighty, the next responses are, someone I love puts their arm around me in public. Someone I love surprises me with a gift. I don't really care about gifts, to be honest. So, yeah. PDA is fine. I am around someone I love, even if we're not really doing anything. I can be comfortable holding hands, high-fiving, or putting my arm around someone I love. Which one is more meaningful? They're kind of both meaningful to me. Yeah, this one is a, it's like a 50-50 on here. It's almost kind of the same thing. I'll read it again. I'm around someone I love, even if we're not really doing anything. I can be comfortable holding hands, high-fiving, or putting my arm around someone I love. Okay. I'm just gonna go ahead and make a choice. We don't have to be doing anything specific, so sometimes it's just nice to be in their presence. Let's next one. I received a gift from someone I love. I hear from someone I love that they love me. Yeah, the latter. It's meaningful to me when I sit close to someone I love, or I am complimented by someone I love for no apparent reason. Compliments are nice. I'll go with my sit close to someone I love. It's meaningful to me when I get the chance to just hang out with someone I love, or I unexpectedly get small gifts from someone I love. Okay. So, yeah. The first one. It's meaningful to me when I hear someone I love tell me I'm proud of you, or someone I love helps me with a task. The first one, when they say they're proud of me. It's meaningful to me when I get to do the things with someone I love, or I hear supportive words from someone I love. Get to do things. It's meaningful to me when someone I love does things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things. Or I feel connected for someone, or I feel connected to someone I love through a hug. Let's see. I guess the connection through a hug. Again, it's meaningful to me when I hear praise from someone I love, or someone I love gives me something that shows they were really thinking about me. I hear praise from someone I love. Next one is, I am able to just be around someone I love, or I get a back rub from someone I love. Yeah, just to be around them. Okay. Someone I love reacts positively to something I've accomplished, or someone I love does something for me that I know they don't particularly enjoy. I'm going with the latter because that's a great gesture, in my opinion. Okay, so I'm 50% there now, halfway. I'm able to be in close physical proximity to someone I love. I sense someone I love showing interest in the things I care about. Which one is more meaningful? They don't have to be interested in me, in the things that I like. That's fine. Yeah, the proximity one. Someone I love works on special projects with me that I have to complete. Someone I love gives me an exciting gift. Special project. I'm complimented by someone I love on my appearance, or someone I love takes the time to listen to me and really understand my feelings. I guess understand my feelings. I can share a meaningful touch in public with someone I love, or someone I love offers to run errands for me. meaningful touch, the first one. Someone I love does something special for me to help me out, or I get a gift that someone I love put thought into choosing. They both can be the same thing, really. Doing something special, giving someone a gift. But I guess I'll go with the first one. Someone I love doesn't check their phone while we're talking with each other. Or someone I love goes out of their way to do something that relieves pressure on me. The latter. I can look forward to a holiday because I probably get a gift from someone I love, or I hear the words "I appreciate you" from someone I love. It's not all about gifts, so "I appreciate you" is nice. Someone I love and haven't seen in a while thinks enough of me to give me a little gift. Someone I love takes care of something I'm responsible to do, but I feel too stressed to do at the time. Yeah, that will help. I'm going with the letter. Someone I love doesn't interrupt me while I'm talking, or gift giving is an important part of the relationship with someone I love. There's always times for reasons to be interrupted, so I think that's kind of silly. So I'm going with the latter on this one. Someone I love helps me out when they know I'm already tired, or I get to go somewhere while spending time with someone I love. I guess... yeah, I guess the first one is more meaningful to me. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love touches my arm or shoulder to show their care or concern. Or someone I love gives me a little gift that they picked up in the course of their normal day. Yeah, that's a lot of gift ones. They probably know that I don't like gifts that much. Okay, so I'm going with the first one. Someone I love says something encouraging to me, or I get to spend time in a shared activity or hobby with someone I love. Shared time. Someone I love surprises me with a small token of their appreciation, or I'm touching someone I love frequently to express our friendship. Let's see. Yeah, the latter. Someone I love helps me out, especially if I know they're already busy, or I hear someone I love tell me that they appreciate me. The first one. I get a hug from someone whom I haven't seen in a while, or I hear someone I love tell me how much I mean to her. Okay. So the first, the latter. Yeah. Okay, let's see. It's loading my results now. Physical touch. Okay. So I guess I was wrong. So physical touch is 30%. Receiving gifts is 3%. Words of affirmation, 17%. Acts of service, 23%. Quality time is 27%. Okay. So I guess I value physical touch more than the others based off the results. Okay. Yeah, go ahead and try it out and see what your love language is. And if you're in a relationship, share with your partner. And they may be, conscious of that in the future. So I hope you guys have a great Valentine's Day and continue to spread love. And when you do, you become unapologetically you. My name is Duran. Chill poet, if you like. And thanks for listening to the Unapologetically Me podcast. Talk to you later.